morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. This is Brunch Boxing. I'm your host, Matt. I'm here with a very special guest. December 13th, Stockton Arena. The king returns to his home, to his throne. The Stockton king himself, Gabriel Flores Jr. What's going on, Gabe?
What's going on, man? I'm feeling good here, chilling, nice and ready.
Now, December 13th, you face Joe Cordina in a huge fight for you, a huge fight for boxing. Tell the people about the event that you're going to be taking place in on December 13th.
We are the co-main event to the DAZN card right there in Stockton, California, Adventist Health Arena. It is a title eliminator, so yes, my biggest one yet, and I can't wait to go and show out.
Now, it's been a long road back for you. Obviously, people know your story by now. You were with Top Rank. You left Top Rank. You kind of been on your own, doing your own cards. Nightman in the Arena, you guys did. You guys were doing a lot of good things out there in Stockton. But now, it feels like you're back in the big time. Just tell us about where you've been and what it means to you to be back here on this big stage.
Yeah, we've been grinding, man. We always kept our eyes on the prize, never took it off. Always knew what I was going to be and what I can do. And my performance is going to show everybody what I'm ready for after this. I can't wait to go in there and do what I've been training on, what I've been working on, you know, and show the new me and show the world what I'm ready for.
Now, why Joe Cordina? That's not an easy fight. What made you decide to take on this challenge?
Oh, man, we can't fight for the title eliminator fighting just anybody. You know, he is a great fighter, a former two-time world champion. But I feel like I got a lot of tricks in my bag that he's not ready for.
This is your first fight on the Matchroom card. Are you going to be signing with Matchroom, or is this just a one-off?
After this, I'll be with Matchroom. I will be.
Hey, breaking news. Let's go. Now, it's been a long road back for you. You've been real busy this year. This is like your third fight this year, right?
Yes, this is my third one.
Uh-huh. Wow, man. You've been keeping real busy. Just tell the people about the event you've been putting on out there in Stockton, man, because I kind of feel like even though you weren't quote-unquote signed with a big promoter, you were definitely doing your thing out there, man, filling up these venues.
Yeah, one thing about Stockton, man, there's support. So every time I came home and threw a show out there, they all came with G-Squad Entertainment, our promotional company, me and my fathers. So that's one thing about Stockton, man. They ride with me. You know, they rock with me. So I throw a fight at the ballpark. They came out and supported in the summer. Outside venue was beautiful. Fireworks after. We did a couple shows in the arena. It went great. That also went good. And then we also fought at Chicken Ranch Casino and Resort. And, man, like I said, everything's been rolling. It's been going good.
Now, how familiar are you with your opponent and like what he brings to the table?
Oh, I'm pretty familiar, man. He's gonna be intense all night, trying to come forward, box, do counters here and there. You know, he's trying to bring the fire. You know, that's what he's gonna do. But I'm ready for. I got answers for everything he got.
Now, I know you said this is an eliminator. For what organization?
Yeah, the WBO.
Oh, now the WBO just crowned a new champion at 135, Abdullah Mason. Were you able to catch his fight against Sam Noakes last week?
Yeah, man, that was a great fight. You know, for sure had me entertained.
Definitely a great fight. Like, did you do any, like, scouting? Because maybe you might have to fight him in the future.
Yeah, man. I watched him, man. Like I said, it was a great fight. Competitive, they fought their hearts out, man. And sheesh, maybe they'll have a rematch, maybe they won't, you know. But yeah, after this, I'm in line.
Yeah. Now, this Joe Cordina, like you said, he's a two-time champion, but he really hasn't done anything at 135. You've been at 135 basically almost your entire career. What is it that you feel like you have to do to show him that he's not on your level?
Oh, man, I just got to answer back with everything. You know, match the intensity, not let him dictate the pace. I got to be in there showing him that I'm comfortable, that he's coming to my city.
Yeah, in your last fight at the Chicken Ranch, you basically shut out Christian Areola. I believe that was on Pro Box, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, you know what's funny? I think one of my guys was there at that fight, actually.
The February one was on Pro Box.
Okay.
The last one, yeah.
Okay. But you shut this Areola guy out. You almost shut out the guy previously before that, even though you had cut your eye. First of all, how's your eye doing?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It healed up. It didn't open in my last fight, so it was good. You know, it was just by a headbutt.
Oh, man. You got to watch out with them headbutts with Joe Cordina, too. just so you know, Joe Cordina, I don't want to call him a dirty fighter because, you know, one man's dirty is like veteran tactics for another person, you know. But, yeah, you definitely got to watch it from the headbutts, man. But what's been going on with you as it pertains to, cause I remember last time I spoke to you, you said that you were on a pathway to a title. You had like a mapped out plan. Like, where are you at on that road? Do you feel like things are pretty much going the way you thought they were going to go?
Yeah, man, I'm blessed, you know, especially because I was able to get a lot of fights in between this one and in my hometown. So, yeah, for sure, this is the eliminator. So, we right on track.
Yeah. How did this fight come together in the first place? Because I know Eddie obviously reached out, but how did you guys were able to come to an agreement to get this fight done relatively quickly?
Oh, yeah, because right when it came to my table, we took it immediately. You know, it was a fight that we asked for in the past that we didn't get. But so when it came, we took it with open arms. We're ready.
Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. Now, your dad is in your corner. Just tell the people, because I know a lot of people may not know about your father worldwide, but obviously he's very popular in Stockton. Just tell people about your dad, Gabe Sr., and what it's like to have him in your corner.
It's great. My pops is sharp. He's a boxing fanatic. He's always on it. You know, so he's the best set of eyes that I could have, extra set of eyes. We've been going at it ever since 2007. You know, my pops, he's been working, and I've been right alongside with him. You know, I never have to tell my pops, let's go work or something. He's always right there and ready. So that's a good thing. We live together, so we always working, we always strategizing. You know, it's like two mathematics going at it. It's great.
You know, it's pretty interesting, though, because you have taken losses in the past, and a lot of times when that happens, especially when it's like a father-son trainer duo, maybe there becomes like friction, or maybe the fighter leaves the father, but you've never went through that. Like, how have you guys like maintained your relationship even through the tough times?
Ever since I was young, me and my pops had a great understanding. You know, in this boxing world, man, shit happens. You know, it just happens. You know, you can't really explain it or really go into detail about it. But it's just all about what you're going to do about it, not just sit on it and let it tear you down. You got to do something about it.
Yeah, and you guys are doing it together as a family, man. That's actually pretty good to see, man. You guys are one of the more popular father-son duos in boxing, you know. This card... are you looking forward to any of the other fights on the card?
Yeah, man, for sure. The main event, Diego Pachenko. You know, he's moving out there, too, to get a world title. So, you know, hopefully he goes out there and does his thing.
You know, it's funny because you're the only hometown fighter on this card, right? I think Pacheco's from California or Washington, but not Stockton. He's from, like, L.A. Scott Nicholson, obviously, she's from Australia. I don't know where I met her in college from, but it kind of seems like this is going to be a pro Gabe Flores crowd out there.
Yeah, indeed, man. Like I proved in the past, man, the people will come out for me.
Yeah, you bring them out, man.
Yeah, so I'm blessed to say that, man. They always rocking with me. So I gotta pay them back by bringing a world title back home. It's coming.
Now, what would that mean for you, you know, coming from where you've come from, the things that you've been through in this boxing business? What would it mean to you to finally secure, first of all, that world title shot and maybe that world title victory?
It would mean everything, you know, just showing everybody you could beat the odds, even though it's stacked against you again and again and again. You could keep on being on that roller coaster, taking a path down, but you can always come back up. You know, you just got to keep on striving and fighting and stay focused.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Now, the holidays just passed. Obviously, Thanksgiving just passed. I wanted to talk to you about, like, what's the Thanksgiving like in the Flores household?
Oh, man, it's great, man. We just watching the movies, having a good time. It's just family, you know, a little joke here and there. But food, man, it's always food around. So that was the hard part, me staying on my diet. Yeah, not picking at anything I'm not supposed to. So for sure, that's always the toughest.
What kind of stuff are you allowed to eat? Because, you know, everybody else is ready to pick out, but you got a fight coming up.
Yeah, I can't have much of anything, man. Just pretty much just the turkey. That's the only thing I got to pick up, a good protein. You know, they got the good stuffing. They got the pumpkin pie. You know, they got the tamales. They got the enchiladas. You know, they got all kinds of things that I'm not allowed to even look at.
Hey, you sound like you're just thinking about it right now.
Yeah, tough.
Hey, you know what? You should have, like, a second Thanksgiving after you win on the 13th. Yeah. Have, like, a little second celebration, man. But, yeah, real quick, just tell the people where they can find you at, where they can support you at.
You can find me on Instagram and right here on Twitter at @G_squad_nation and on Facebook, Gabriel Flores.
Yeah, I feel like this is a new Twitter account. I don't think this was your Twitter account I spoke to you on before.
No, I don't know what happened, man. I logged into my account and it just all restarted when it became
You next. Know what I realized? A lot of you Instagram guys, y'all don't be signing into Twitter. So what happens is y'all probably be signing into, like, the wrong account, or y'all have, like, a different account, then it's a brand new account. Because I've seen, like, 3 different accounts for you on here.
Man. Maybe they got more followers than me. Yeah. Like me, huh?
I see, like, 3 different accounts for you. Because I saw you got, I think it was, like, G-Squad Entertainment. So I'm like,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, that's us, though. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's the promotional company.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, you got a lot of accounts on here. Mm, a lot of different accounts on here, man. But listen, I appreciate you for taking the time out to join me, man. Like, I know you got a lot of stuff going on right now, so I thank you for taking the time out, and I wish you the best of luck on December 13th.
Appreciate it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. We're definitely going to be out there supporting you, man. Gabe Flores, ladies and gentlemen. And in case you didn't know, December 13th, Stockton Arena in Stockton, California, Gabe Flores versus Joe Cordina. He going to bring him out. He going to bring the victory home. So best of luck to Gabe Flores. This has been another edition of Brunch Boxing. He is our host, Ezra Boxing. He is our COO, the Mexican Al Heyman Mike. He is our producer, Huey P. I am Matt. We are Brunch Boxing, and we are out.